ISIS has a new strategy for growth. India is struggling with cyclical poverty, and we've got a story that talks about the impact of your support in the former Soviet Union. We'll unpack them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Islamic State is recruiting from Indonesia, Malaysia, and now Burma. Partners Relief and Development Steve Gumer says the terror group is offering the Rohingya what no one else will. Community.
They're reaching out to families, not just fighters, and they're offering them a new narrative on what's happening in the world. You have experienced being disenfranchised like we have. We will give you a place in our society.
One way to stop it is to get in front of poverty and injustice.
We see the mandate of Christ where he says, setting the captives free, healing the sick, and feeding the poor, as not nice suggestions and not spiritualized truth, but we see them as simple fact.
Why does it matter?
The gospel calls us to so much more than our talk. It calls us to our wallets, our mouths, and our time.
It's a call to action. At missionnews.org, we'll help you answer. Well, persecution of Christians in Iran is on the increase. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says 90 believers were put in prison or on trial this year alone. But according to Open Doors USA, it's not stopping their ministry. They tell the story of one church leader who was arrested. She was initially scared, but then shared the gospel with the interrogator, who ended up finding Jesus. Open Doors is supporting her and others like her. Visit our website for ways you can help persecuted Christians. This is Mission Network News. Are you tired of hearing about the crisis in Iraq and Syria? Well, that's exactly what Patrick Klein with Vision Beyond Borders is afraid of.
The situation is not getting any better. It's just getting worse. My concern is that we don't become donor fatigued, that people say, well, it's a hopeless cause. Let's just throw up our hands and say, forget it.
Kurdistan recently turned away 500,000 Iraqi refugees seeking safe haven. The UN warns it's running out of funding for relief projects. Klein says there are a lot of reasons for VBB to press on, but one takes precedence.
We're offering them life instead of death, and they're opening up to the gospel.
Many have given their lives to Christ because they're tired of radical Islam. Through a link at our website, you can help VBB send another shipment of supplies to refugees.
Because with the Spirit of God living in us, the Holy Spirit, we should have compassion. We should be the ones going out and helping these people.
Approximately 400 million people live below the poverty line in India. Besides the caste system, this is partly due to their Hindu beliefs. Jonathan Bulbak with Ramabai Mukti, a Christian ministry with the tagline, Help India Kids, explains.
You know, if you believe in a concept of being reborn, dying, that just that constant cycle, well, it really doesn't matter what happens in this life because eventually you'll be reborn into a better life.
This has created a cycle of hopelessness, but Help India Kids is using it to present Jesus.
When people come in to any ministry touchpoint of the mission, they have beliefs that they hold that they may not really have thought through fully, but that's just what they believe. And so when they come in and are faced with a different belief system, it does give great opportunity just to say, well, what am I really believing and what am I going to do about this?
Bulbak's asking you to pray for his ministry. Click on the links at our web story to find ways to volunteer or donate. And isn't it cool seeing how your support works in other people's lives? Slava Gospel Association thinks so too. They've been helping thousands of orphans in the former Soviet Union by sharing the gospel and meeting tangible needs. Several orphans who aged out of the system told SGA that through their prayers and support, they've come to Christ and are seeing proof that they aren't alone and loved. You can help SGA encourage and support orphans by finding links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on demand high-quality dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Register to win yours by clicking on the Bible Stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.